Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. The survival rate of pancreatic cancer has not improved in 60 years and remains at 12%. That makes it one of the most deadly of all cancers.
But the same vaccine technology used to create the COVID vaccine is now behind one being developed for pancreatic cancer, and it seems to work.
Neoantigens are proteins that appear on the surface of cancer cells as a result of genetic changes in tumors. Normally, the immune system ignores proteins made by your own body's cells.
But it could be made to recognize these abnormal proteins if the vaccine is tailored to target a patient's specific neoantigens.
Scientists at BioNTech, the same company that teamed with Pfizer on a COVID vaccine, worked on this one based on the same mRNA technology. They made vaccines that instruct cells in the body to make the same neoantigens found on their tumors.
This would stimulate and enhance the immune responses against a patient's tumor. In a small study, 16 patients were given the vaccines along with chemotherapy and a drug to keep tumors from evading the immune system.
Half the patients developed robust immune responses that lasted up to 2 years. And for 18 months, they didn't relapse. The vaccines were safe, which paves the way for a much larger study.
It took 9 weeks to produce each patient's vaccine. Their goal is 4 weeks at a cost of $100,000. Despite this hefty price tag, this is giant progress in pancreatic cancer treatment.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.